A wonderful show coming up Saturday at 7:30 at the Lafayette Theater is a benefit for a local writing center. In the studio is Brittany Rees. Hello.
Hi.
And Hans Rees. Hi.
Yes, nice to see you.
You guys are part of Frank Muffin, who are performing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. How did this come about? How did you guys decide to perform this?
Our guitar player, Jerome, is obsessed with the Beatles, and he had gotten the newer 50th anniversary edition of the album and said we had to listen to it. I'm like, I've heard this album before. No, you have to listen to it. So, okay. So we started listening to it on a little road trip, and we listened to it for 5 hours straight and decided that we thought we'd like to try to tackle it, and it just steamrolled from there.
While we were writing, I started making a list. I grew up in the area, and I still have some musician friends from the high school bands I played in and the Lafayette Citizens band that I'm involved with, and I just started writing names. Okay, I know these two people could cover the horns, and hey, I know a couple of saxophone players too, and just started making a list, and before you knew it, I just pretty much had myself convinced I could find the rest of the people to do it.
Folks from our generation really love this stuff. People who grew up listening to the Beatles.
Absolutely.
50 years ago really enjoyed this. And I think probably young people these days are discovering the Beatles as well. So this probably hits all ages.
It seems like it so far from the response that we've received. And I'm just really looking forward to bringing something for like such a wide group in the community to enjoy.
It actually is something for everybody, maybe.
Well, it's a benefit for, again, tell me the name of this.
Therapian.
Therapian.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did that come about?
Well, we had decided to do the show already because we loved the music so much and thought we could pull it off. And then decided, well, how can we really make this something people want to support and want to come out to? And so we decided to also make it a charity event benefit. Something local was our idea. In talking with the other band members, our drummer Emily had come up with the idea of using the Therapian as the benefactor. She had a few ties with some people she knew who volunteered with them in the past, and that's kind of how we started talking about it, and we agreed it sounded like a great mission.
Yeah.
Well, it takes place this Saturday at 7:30 at the Lafayette Theater, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So the normally in Frank Muffin, how many members are in the band?
Usually four.
Four. And this, you have 22 musicians?
With 22 people currently, yes.
Wow. So there's lots of different percussion, all sorts of things if you think about the album. How's this to put together?
that's been a lot of fun. So it was back in July that we planned to tackle this project, and thankfully there are some great resources online that I was able to grab, but I've been transcribing and arranging music since then, and getting the music sent out to people and calling and saying, hey, I need another saxophone player, do you know somebody, and just kind of filling in those other pieces. I'm still looking for one more trumpet, if somebody listening might be able to help us out there. But it's been great. Again, since I'm doing things with the Lafayette Citizens Band, I have a few connections there that I was able to call on people, and been a trip.
Now, have you guys previously covered Beatles stuff? What did you do, originals?
Not sort of intentionally. We play maybe like, well, I should say not intentionally, not primarily. That might be better.
We do a few Beatles tunes in our sets, but
yeah. But yeah, we normally mix covers and originals in there, and we're all over the spectrum, so it's not too far, you know, out there to do this, but we aren't a Beatles band, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I know lots of folks are helping out, that Professor Joe's and the Sixth Street Dive Bar and Van Trobel are helping out produce this, and I imagine rehearsal spaces and whatnot. How's it been going?
Well, we've been using our house, which has been a little tricky getting everybody to fit in there, but thankfully on each given song, it's only a small group of the musicians at a time, so I might need the saxophone players for one song and the string players for a different one. But just this past week, we moved out the kitchen table and had everybody there to run through it. And we have a little bit of space at the theater, Lafayette Theater, to use this week to get everything set up on stage as well.
Yeah, we need to see what it's going to be like on stage for real this time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a fun album. It's one of those that I think everyone knows and hums. And I think it's a little different because this time of year we're getting the Nutcracker and Messiah and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
So it's something a little different. I mean, with lots of music going on, this is something that I think stands out.
Didn't really think of it that way, but it's actually a little break in the Christmas cheer, I guess.
It's still joyful.
Yeah, true.
So, do you guys have a favorite? Was there one that you started out that go, I mean, to decide to do the whole album is one thing. To Was there an order to go, oh gosh, we've got to do this, or gosh, this is so hard, we've got to tackle this one first?
Well, Within You, Without You is a bit of a trick because that's such an Indian-influenced style and utilizes sitars and some tabla drums that are just not what we're accustomed to using. We none of us play a sitar.
I think if we could have gotten away without doing that song, maybe we would have, but it had to be done since we're doing the whole album.
Going for as much authenticity as we can. We do have some great substitutions and tricks up our sleeve to cover all that. We didn't want to bring in outside recordings. We didn't want to play along to tracks. We wanted it to all be live.
Yes,
you know,
it won't
the event.
Be Beatles karaoke. We're playing.
So thankfully, with some very talented musicians, we've been able to cover it, but it's been tough to get everybody to hear the rhythm of that style music and just be so different than everything else on the album.
The hardest
that might
one,
be the most difficult.
Has there been a favorite as things come along for you guys to put together and go, gosh, yeah, this is the one I really love to jam to?
It's shifted a lot. I think just this last week, Lovely Rita Metermaid was tough at the first time we like kind of played through with everybody, and then it turned out to be a lot of fun. I think it was one of my favorites that we've done so far.
Mm-hmm. I know there have been a number of weeks when either one of us would have the song Getting Better stuck in our head as well.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
It's so much fun. So what's after this? I think you guys have a New Year's gig, right?
We are performing at New Year's. We did last year as well at Digby's Pub and Patio, and we had a great time there, and they're happy to have us back again.
Yes.
And we might need a break for a little while after that.
Yeah,
we play locally mostly, and a lot of the downtown areas. About once a month you can find us pop up somewhere.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.